Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Ivana.
Ivana, okay. Are you by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, Ivana, so far it's just me, Loretta, and my sister Angela online.
Hello, Angela.
Hi, Ivana. How are you?
Great, great.
Good.
Stacy is doing homework.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Coming to an end.
Yes. We're trying to get her good and finished.
I hear that. Okay, I think we have Mom.
Yeah.
And Daddy.
Hey,
good evening.
Good evening. Who that doing homework?
Oh, that's Stacey. Ivana talking about Stacy.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Aunt May.
Hey, sweetheart.
Okay, I think I'll go ahead and pick up on reading while others are joining in. Angela, are you able to put them in as they come in?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll pick up reading. I'll pick up reading in Exodus 39. Then from the priest, and we're still talking about the construction of the tabernacle, but now we're on the part of the priest's garment. And for the priest, the people made beautiful garments of blue, purple, and scarlet cloth, garment to be used while ministering in the holy place. The same cloth was used for Aaron's sacred garment, in accordance with the Lord's instructions to Moses. The ephod was made from the cloth too, woven from fine twin linen thread. Bezeli beat gold into thin plates and cut it into wire threads to work through the blue, the purple, and the scarlet linen. It was a skillful and beautiful piece of workmanship when finished. The ephod was held together by shoulder straps at the top and was tied down by the elaborate one-piece woven sash made of the same gold, blue, purple, and scarlet cloth cut from the fine twine linen thread, just as God had directed Moses. The two onyx stones attached to the two shoulder straps of the ephod was set in gold, and the stones were engraved with the names of the tribes of Israel, just as initials are engraved upon a ring. These stones were reminded to Jehovah concerning the people of Israel. All this was done in accordance with the Lord's instructions to Moses. The chest piece was a beautiful piece of work, just like the ephod, made of the finest gold, blue, purple, and scarlet linen. It was a piece of 9-inch square, double over to form a pouch. There were four rows of stones across it, and in the first row was the sardius, the topaz, and the carbuncle. In the second row was the emerald, the sapphire, and the diamond. In the third row was the jacinth and the agate and the amethyst. In the fourth row was a beryl and an onyx and a jasper, all sets of gold filigree. The stones were engraved like a seal, and the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. To attach the chest piece to the ephod, a gold ring was placed at the top of each shoulder straps of the ephod. And from these gold rings, two strands of twine gold attach of gold clasps on the top corners of the chest piece. Two gold rings were also set in the lower edge of the chest piece on the underside next to the ephod. And two other gold rings was placed low on the shoulder straps of the ephod, close to where the ephod joined its beautifully woven sash. The chest piece was held securely above the beautifully woven sash of the ephod by tying the rings of the chest piece to the rings of the ephod with a blue ribbon. All this was commanded to Moses by the Lord. Amen.
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 Okay, we had a few callers to join in. Angela, can you name them?
Yes, we have Auntie Betty and Auntie Janet.
Good evening.
Auntie Janet. Okay, so I will do a roll call, and if I miss anyone, please inform me. I have Mom, Angela, Ivana, Dad, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Janet, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
Auntie Marie.
All right, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that everyone brought some good news to share, if not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line, so if everyone would bow their head, please.
Our Father, giving you honor and praise, we seek your guidance to allow your words to impact each word, every member of this family, including those not present. We ask that you continue to surround us with angels in your presence as we gather and pray together. Do not allow those unwanted spirits to enter this circle of love. We know you provide the ultimate security. The warfare we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within, inside the spirit. Therefore, we know that our best defense is to put on the armor of God, stand firm with the belt of truth, buckle around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, doesn't appear that we had any new callers to come in, so we're going to go ahead and get started with our program. My name is Loretta, and I am your host tonight.
Amen.
So we will, amen. Okay, so we will start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 1.
Amen.
Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not stand in the way of sinners, not sit in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, not sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, I want to back up a minute. Look like we have a new caller. Is this Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, so I want to back up a little bit because my mother took it on her own to cancel Mother's Day program. So I would like to say that I hope everyone had a wonderful and happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Yes, we did.
Amen.
Amen.
And we welcome you guys with open arms back this week. Amen.
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 Amen. And thank you for that wonderful reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 1. Okay, now that brings me to the next person that I requires to do some reading would be Auntie Marie. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Okay, I'm from to Donut. I traveled to the Lord. Did I make my supplication? I poured out my complaint before Him. I shared before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knowest my path and the way wherein I walk. Have they privileged laid a stair for me? I look on my right hand and before. Wait, let me start over. I look on my right hand and beheld. But then, and there was no man that would know me. Reference failed me. No man cares for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, I said, thou my refuge and my forte, in the land of the living. Attention unto my cry, for I am bored very low. Deliver me from my persecution, for they are strong than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteousness shall compassion me above, for thou shalt deal boldly with me. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Marie, where did you get your reading from? I didn't get that part.
Psalm 142. Start at the first verse. The whole chapter.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful reading, Auntie Marie. Okay. Let's see here. Avana, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be reading from Proverbs 3.
Amen.
It states, my son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall make straight your path. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Ivana. Okay, let's see here. Dad, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Okay. Again, Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth.
Yeah.
John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And everything that was made, God made it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Dad. Okay. Let's see. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from the upper room. God Math. 5 years ago, when I was still a university student, I had a problem with assignments from my professor. My proposal was due the next afternoon, and I had no time to fix it, many mistakes. I was stressed. The next afternoon, when I was working my job as a tutor, one of my students asked me, "Can you give me the answer? How many is 5 plus 2? His question made me angry because he was in the fourth grade and could answer the question by himself. I answered him, "You know the answer is 7. Why are you asking me?" With a smile, he replied, "No, in math, 5 plus 2 is 7, but not in God math. For God, 5 plus 2 is more than 5,000 because God can feed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. His question and the answer replied by stress and made me calm, reflecting on this understanding of God. Now, I pray for God help. And to my surprise, my professor gave me 1 more week to fix my proposal. Now I remember that God is always present with us, beginning hope and peace. The prayer, "Behold God, help us to realize that you are never forsaken us. In all circumstances, our help comes from you." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see. I will go next, and my reading is from the Daily Bread. The topic is risky business. Jesus and his disciples crossed the Sea of Galilee. A storm came up, and waves swept over their boat. Incredibly, Jesus was asleep. The disciples woke him and said, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." In a gentle rebuke, Jesus said, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. Like the disciples, the more we learn about Jesus, the more we trust him. Our greatest risk is failing to depend on him when life seems out of control. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Janet, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Great Prayers of the Bible, Jeremiah 32, verses 17 through 19. Mm-hmm. Thou hast made the heaven. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing too hard for you. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands and recompense the iniquity of the father into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in work. God wants us to remember today, as it was in the day of Jeremiah, we can all say, "Our God, there is nothing too hard for you."
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see, Angela, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Oh, Lord, we lift, we lift our eyes to see your glory. We open our hearts to receive your love. We engage our minds to understand your truth. We offer our songs to praise your name. So, Lord, as we give you our lives, please take everything that we are so that we may reveal your blessings to the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Angela, thank you for that reading. And that leads me to Mom. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read the responded reading Psalm of Trust. It come from Psalm 91.
Amen.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I trust. Shall deliver thee from the snare of all, from the noises pedestal. He shall cover thee with the feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the arrow by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, looks as though that completes the first part of our program. Let's see, we will go right into our second shut-ins. And just before I go into the second shut-in, I would like to know if there's any updates. Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, Auntie Marie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, good. How about Reverend Allen? We hadn't heard from him in a while. Is he still good?
He's okay.
Okay, tell him we love him and miss him. Okay, all right. Amen, amen.
Loretta.
Loretta,
could you add Lenny to the prayer list? I think you might have him already. But he's
I had him before. Lenny, okay, I add him on.
Okay, he's in the hospital, and we're praying for him.
Amen.
We need our prayers.
Amen. Okay, any update from you, Auntie Betty? How are you doing these days?
I'm doing great. Thanks to the Lord. Carrie held company. I think that's why she's not on today.
Okay, all right. Well, praise God, praise God.
Yeah.
Well, I know I keep my brothers in prayers, Hubert and Daniel both, and they're doing better. Amen.
Yeah.
We just keep
thank
up
Lord.
Prayers, keep lifting everyone up, and God will see us through this. Amen.
Oh,
Amen. Okay, so now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you fill our sick and shut ins with your precious Holy Spirit, especially to Daddy Verna. Updates on you, Daddy. Can we get some updates? How you doing?
Thank the Lord.
I'm fine.
Doing good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Fine. I didn't mean to leave you out.
No sweat.
Okay, getting back to the prayer. If everyone would bow their head, please. Right. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you fill our sick and shut-ins with the precious Holy Spirit, especially in Daddy Werner, Uncle Willie, Dwight and family, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Ruth Edwards, Valerie Crockett, Chelsea, Eric, Tony, DeMarcus, Doretha, and Jesse Werner, Lenny, Des Kindred, Marianne and family, Loretta and Latoya, Rochelle Bessler, Eileen Holiday, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Malachi, the Boyers family, the Moody family, the Williams family, Kevin Avery, Brian, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you fill each of our sick and shut-ins with your fruits of health, peace, and joy, and make us whole again. We ask that you heal us and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Father God, we ask that you seal us with your peace, your character, and your nature. Heavenly Father, we ask that you do all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we've reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and since we skipped a week, we figured we would include that in for this week. So we're looking for birthdays from the week of May 8th through the 21st. I know I had my brother Bruce had a birthday on the 9th.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the grandkids' dad birthday was on the 8th. No, I want to say the 10th. I'm sorry. Leroy was on the 10th. Okay, any other birthdays?
Jordan was on the 14th.
Jordan?
Mm-hmm. The
14th. 14th, amen. Amen.
DeMarcus was the 14th also.
DeMarcus?
Yeah, the 14th.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
My friend Betsy, the 15th.
You said Betsy?
Yeah.
The 15th. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, I'm sorry?
Quavius Nellum on the 11th.
Quavius Nellum. Amen. Amen. Okay, I am having a hard time seeing who have not sung the birthday song in a while. So do I have a volunteer? Amen.
Hey, Greta, you need to go this week.
I'm sorry?
You went back last week, but you need to go this week. Forward.
I said to the 21st.
Oh,
am I right?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. Mom is the co-anchor person. All right.
Bless.
Okay. Amen. Okay. So, did I get a volunteer to sing the happy birthday song? Amen. Okay, well, I'll do it. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to God's children. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, get your voices together because from now on I will be calling you out since I had no volunteers. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, now we're at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, a testimony, a song, or poem. So I'll just start with the list and go down, and you can share or you can pass. So I will start with Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'll pass.
Okay. Amen. Auntie Marie, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share?
Okay. I'm going to read from St. Matthew, starting at the fourth chapter and the first verse. Then Jesus led up out of the spirit unto the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward of her. And when the spirit came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that this stone be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of St. Matthew. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Marie. Okay, I'm moving right along here, and I'm looking at Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share?
Now, I just want to read another respond reading, the Christian ministry coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, can we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we think not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonest, not walk in the craftiness, not hammer the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commended ourselves to every man consciousness in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid for them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded some of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We preach ourselves, but Jesus, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see. Avanna? Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group? Did I lose her? Did I lose her, Angela?
Yes.
Oh, there she is. I think she's here. Is Amanda?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I finally saw you back in. Okay.
Okay.
Anything you want to share with the group?
Yes, I don't have the girls with me, but I'm going to sing by myself this time.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a healing God we serve. What a healing God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a healing God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What an awesome God we serve. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Havana. Thank you for that wonderful song. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Dad, any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I did, want to thank God for letting it be a beautiful day for all the mothers. And I thank our mother for enjoying that Mother Day.
Amen.
And I thank God for allowing me to hear my favorite niece sing.
Amen.
Amen.
I would also like to, I want everyone to note, he said favorite niece.
Amen.
Oh, we heard that one now, Vanna.
Okay. Okay.
Amen. Yeah, he made sure that was loud and clear, his favorite. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you for that praise report, Dad. Okay, let's see, Angela, any praise report song? Testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Faith gives us a new song to sing. A hymn of praise to God. So I'm going to shout and sing to the Lord, our Savior, with the praise. Hallelujah. You have won the victory.
Janet, Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I would like to share from Heavenly Gifts of Wisdom.
Amen.
There are many words of wisdom friends and teachers will impart, but the wisest words of all will come from deep within your heart. So follow not the road well toil. Now walk another's way, but find the path that's yours alone, and boldly please each day. To get wisdom is to love oneself. To keep understanding is to prosper. Proverbs 19:8. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Gifts of wisdom. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing, but after those two, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Oh boy. We need more. We need more praises. Come on. Come on with it.
If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day. If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I stepped in the water. The water was cold. It chilled my body, but not my soul. Now I got God in my life. Tell me what more do I need? Now I got God in my life. There is nothing else that I need. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, boy.
Here's my testimony. Hubert called me Sunday, Mother's Day. He told me to tell each and every one of you Happy Mother's Day. Auntie Betty, all week long I was supposed to remember to tell you to sing that song, because that's what came to mind when he called me last Sunday. So God is just so good. God is just
wonderful.
So good, I tell you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, but Hubert did send his love for all the mothers. Last Sunday, I heard from him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Okay, well, that brings us to the part of our program where Angela come with us with the closing prayer. But if there's anything anyone else wants to share before she do the closing prayer, please speak so now.
FOEP.
Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Jesus Christ is worthy of our prayer and adoration yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. Yes. The answer was, is, and ever shall be Jesus. He alone is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Brothers helping brothers, sisters helping sisters, but God helping us to help each other see Him. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. Thank you for that closing prayer, and it was beautiful. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. I picked up on a lot of information. Mom came to us out of Psalms 91, speaking of trust, and then she came back with the light shine out the darkness. Angela came to us with revile our love to the Lord. Reveal our love to the Lord. And then she came back with a beautiful song. And faith gives us a new song to sing. Hallelujah. We
Amen.
Won the victory. Amen. Amen. And I came to you out of risky business about trusting God. Ivana came to us, don't forget my teaching. Acknowledge God. Write it on your heart. Amen.
Amen.
By a song, what a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dad came to us with the beginning, which is always first. Beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Amen.
Amen.
And followed by a praise report. And everyone knows that Alvana is his favorite niece. Amen.
Amen.
Auntie Betty came to us out of Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh in the council. And she came back with the beautiful song, If You Got God. Amen. What else do you need?
Amen.
And then
Amen.
Auntie Janice came to us with great prayer out of Jeremiah, followed by heavenly gift of wisdom. Auntie
Amen.
Marie came to us. I cried to my Lord to bring our soul out of prison. Amen. Followed by St. Matthew, man shall live by the word of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Auntie Dot shared with us out of the upper room God's math. What
Amen.
God can feed 5,000. Amen.
Amen.
And I say this was a wonderful program, something that we can fall back on when we run through those hiccups in our life, and we do have them.
Amen.
But we are the child of God, so we will fight our way through. We have to remember, Angela sang the song, we have won the victory. All we got to do is just give it to the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week to protect us from our enemy. For you say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we are trusting and believing in your words. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. May everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do we. And Mom
Amen.
Cannot cancel next week program. We will be on next Sunday at 8 p.m. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. I thought I was doing you a favor. We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
I told you. She the co-anchor. Well, everyone, have have a blessed week. We love you all. Good night. Good night,
everybody.
Good night,
you too. You have a good week.
Good night.
Good night. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen fans would like to wish everyone a wonderful week, a blessed week. I'll leave this with you for the week. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and you will soon lose sight of your fears. For God says, fear not, for I am with you. May everyone have a blessed week. Good night. We love you.